Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057. The fan, Ed Norris, will get your shovel.
An NFL rookie with a famous last name, Shedeur Sanders. Now, he got clocked driving 101 miles an hour in a 60 by the police. And I know people are going to say, well, Lamar did something like that, and Myles Garrett did something like that. Yeah. Yeah. When you're the best defensive player in the league or the MVP of the league, you can't overlook these things. When you know all eyes are on you coming into the league with all the nonsense that surrounded you, is this really the smartest thing you could do? Couldn't you just do 75 miles an hour and speed? You had to go 40 freaking miles over the speed limit? 101 miles an hour. You're under a microscope. You know, it's like, this is one of those guys, like, what do you have, a head made out of cement, my man? Like, does nothing sink in with you? Do you not know what's going on? Do you not know why everyone was talking about you in the draft and, like, no one wanted liked your interviews? And and now you do this? Like, you're given a chance. You're a talented player. Dude, be smart. Try a little bit.
Like, Lamar Jackson dropped in the draft because they didn't know whether he could play. And, right. Oh, by the way, he dropped to the bottom of the first round, not to the fifth.
Yeah, he's a fifth-round pick. Like, what is wrong with you?
Well, that's, I mean, if you read the report, that's nothing. A couple of months ago, he went 144 when he was supposed to go 25. Anybody get that one?
Yes. I got you.
Okay, got it.
I got you.
I didn't know if I had to explain it. It's like, there's a problem.
You may have to explain it for the public, but I got it.
You were
144 is the draft, not 25. And remember earlier I was talking about Ed knowing the assignment, understanding the assignment?
Mm-hmm.
He does not.
No.
Mm-hmm. He does not understand the assignment.
No.
Jeremy Carr, who gets your shovel?
I hate that I'm doing this for Oda Mae Brown, also known as Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg yesterday.
Oda Mae.
That's what she was.
I forgot all about that character.
Oda Mae Brown. Yeah. Orlando, do you like it? It's autumn sunrise. Anyway, Molly, girl, you in danger. Sorry, let me get away from ghosts. It's a Patrick Swayze movie. You guys are going to send me down the wrong path. She said,
that's what he said
on her show that living in America or living in the U.S. is like living in Iran. To which one of the girls on the panel who is of Persian descent, Ed, tries to tell her, said, no, it's not. It's not even close. And then she said, for black people, it is. To which I understand things haven't been fair, and there's a lot of things we can argue. There's nothing quite like living in Iran. If you're a woman, you can't show your hair or you'll be beaten to death. Gays are hanged. Like, it's not even close to being the same thing. And she tried to shut down this woman's point of view. And it's like, people try to make statements to make things seem like it's so bad or this is awful. There's plenty of things wrong with our country. There's plenty of things to point out. But tell me you'd like to live somewhere else besides here. And then look, I know there are other places that you could point out.
Well, it wouldn't be Iran.
That would be the last one or one of them. And it's just ridiculous that she made a statement like that. And I felt like she doubled down realizing how stupid it was.
Rich people who try to speak for poor people are so disconnected that they have no clue.
That's hitting it on the nose.
Yep. She is so disconnected to regular society. The people that she thinks she's speaking for would tell her to Whoopi, chill out.
Rob,
it's not quite that bad, Whoopi.
Somebody pointed out a girl named Nika Shakarami. She burned her scarf in protest. It's a 16-year-old girl of what was going on with women in Iran. Her parents got her corpse delivered to her, after she disappeared, and they could only identify her by a birthmark she had on her body.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
It's not. It's not the same at all. Oh, man. My shovel goes to people who demand plasticware at restaurants. Now, this is a real conversation with someone who was in my party. Why do you want plasticware? I don't trust that the dishes are clean. Well, you know, from my understanding, it has to be at least 120 degrees for it to kill the germs and everything. How do I know it's 120 degrees? They could be pitching pennies and use cold water. Okay, so you don't trust them enough to clean the silverware, but you trust them enough to put the food in your stomach.
Right.
I don't understand how the two is this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't trust them to take care of the details of clean silverware. But plastic silverware, you'll bypass the fact that maybe they don't do the same with the food. Because if I don't trust your silverware, I don't trust your food. If I go into a bathroom in a restaurant and it's dirty before I order my food, I'm not ordering food. There's certain things that put up a red flag to me. So if I think your silverware is dirty, the chances are that kitchen back there is dirty as well. I don't get it. I don't get it. Or the people to take the silverware and ask for a cup of hot water and dip it in the hot water because they want the germs to go away. So, again, you don't think they take care to clean the silverware, but you trust them enough to put that food in your gut. I don't understand it, man. I don't get it.
Yeah.
If I don't trust you, I don't trust you. It's not just certain pockets of things that I trust. If you're that despicable, knowing that silverware is not clean in less than 120 degrees, but yet you put it in your dishwasher at 90 or even 100, then doesn't that typically mean you will cut the same corners with how you prepare the food?
Of course. I did like the meme of the nasty smile of the guy missing his teeth, and it says, no matter where you've been, somebody's had that silverware in their mouth that looks like this, and you're using it again. And I've never forgot it after I saw that picture. But it's, I mean, what do you do? I guess if you're not doing the plasticware thing, that you have to just use the silverware that's there and hope that they're doing a good job.
Hey, well, it's the same faith you got to have in cooking the food. What if they drop your steak and pick the bag up?
They did.
when you eat at restaurants, man, you're taking a risk.
Yeah, why do they go out to eat if you're going to be like that?
That's my point.
Yeah,
eat at home.
Stay home.
Well, you know everything's taken care of the proper way. And you know what I think? You know what I've come to discover? People who don't trust other people, those are the corners that they cut.
Yeah.
That's why you think it could happen. Let's go out to Gene in Pikesville. What's up, Gene?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
My shovel goes out to the celebration of Juneteenth, not the Emancipation Proclamation. Two different things. Okay, and the reason I do so is because people like Nat Turner, people like John Brown, and our Irish allies during the Mexican-American War. In the Mexican-American War, I wish we were celebrating the Irish people who were anti-slavery, in their politics, and what they did to show how they were supportive of African Americans is that they deserted and fought on the side of the Mexicans, just to show their protest.
I understand that, but my point, I don't understand your point of not celebrating Juneteenth because those things aren't celebrated.
Because I'm not going to celebrate that I didn't find out that I was free for two years. That is nothing to celebrate. That's like, last night the Orioles were up 8 and then they lost, what they lost by. Are we going
to
celebrate losing? It's the same idiotic statement that Whoopi Goldberg, what she was trying to prove. No, I'm not celebrating it. Like I said, I'm celebrating.
So celebrating Juneteenth is akin to Whoopi Goldberg saying America is like living in Iran.
Yes.
Okay. You're right. You know, you did this morning, you contributed to the idiotic statements because that is an idiotic statement, my friend. I can understand you not celebrating Juneteenth. That's your personal decision. But saying celebrating Juneteenth, 250,000-plus people finding out that they were free, that celebration is akin to Whoopi Goldberg said, is absolutely ridiculous, honestly. I don't understand how that even relates. World is stupid at 8:45, but on the other side, Birds had an 8-run lead after 2 and gave it up. Tampa Bay scored 12 unanswered. Orioles baseball up next on the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Fan.
Fairbanks so fidgety on the mound. Locks into place and strikes out Holiday. The Rays score the final dozen. An improbable Wednesday night here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Belongs to the Tampa Bay Rays 12-8.
Improbable night is right. I still don't believe what I just saw last night. I don't. I don't believe what I saw. Up 8, looked like everything was working, and then all of a sudden, nothing worked at all.
What was the worst loss for you? Like, and I don't mean like obviously losing in the playoff hurts, but one of those crazy, was it the Mother's Day massacre that we had? Where they were playing Boston and what was that, the Patriot Day game, and they had that huge lead, and then it was like, oh, that was gone. I mean, you think about some of the games that we've seen that have been really bad losses. I mean, that one's got to rank up there, but I still think the Mother's Day Massacre was worse.
You said non-playoff losses?
Yeah, because playoff losses are different, right? Like this is a regular season game, but you were up 8-0, and you have a foregone conclusion this game's over because it should be, frankly.
Before last night, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's look, it, because like you start thinking back about it, I remember some of the games. What was it? The walk-off grand slam that happened here. Like some of the good ones that happened in your favor. I think Jay Gibbons hit one against the Blue Jays after Roy Halladay had an amazing start. And those wins will sit with you. You're like, oh, man, that was so cool. They got to be going, man, we gave up a damn grand slam to this cat. And if you're Toronto, but the same way here in Baltimore, we've had some games, whether it's the 33-3, that doubleheader that day, or 30-3. I did that game, and the second game was longer than the first, and that one was like 11-9. They lost both of them. Just some ugly, ugly games in Oriole history, man. But this is one where you allowed a team to come back after setting yourself up.
Now, when did the game, in your opinion, Ed, last night turn?
I didn't think you
just turned as soon as they saw as they scored their 3 runs. Yeah. Just that to me, that was it. I thought when you go up, what was it, the top of the second, we were up with third inning. It happened so quickly. You're up 8-0. 8-0. I assumed, wrongly, that would just take the spirit away from them. I'd be like, ugh. Then we're going to just kind of mail it in after being down. Because it wasn't just 8-0. It was home run, home run. It was like bang, bang, bang. It was relentless. It was like, damn. Yep. I thought it was going to put them, you know, on their heels. When they came back and scored 3, and like in my head, I'm like, uh-oh, there's too much baseball left to be played here.
When you started reading the order the pitchers came in, you can't get past the first part of it.
The Taj was out.
Rogers blew it.
Raj.
No.
Taj.
I'm talking about Trevor Rogers.
Oh, our guy.
The Orioles pitchers were Rogers blew it, and that's what happened.
I thought you meant Taj, because I like saying Taj.
but it like... with Blewett coming in and like seeing the other guy. Your bullpen had given up two runs in June, I think. I think that was the number. And then now you come into this game and you not only have one guy that loses it after the second inning, and then you have to take him out because you don't want him to come back. Oh, by the way, that happened. And you have two other bullpen pieces that come out and say, did you guys want these gas cans too? And just pour it right on the fire, baby, and you lose 12-8.
Yeah, Kittredge was like, he had nothing last night. Honestly, he was just flat.
Do you think it's the heat? Do you think that's what's really bothering
everyone?
I told
you before, I don't like the way these guys are responding to the heat. That's not an excuse. It's just I'm watching. A position player last night had a jersey on and two or three other jerseys hanging up next to, in the hallway next to the dugout ready to put them on. By the game's end, I went to change my shirt back into the shirt that I was going to wear on air, and those jerseys were gone. So he must have changed at some point. You saw extra undershirts. And I'm not saying guys shouldn't prepare. I love the fact that you're prepared for it, but I'm just telling you, that's how hot it is on that field. It's and when you haven't played in that kind of heat before, you say, well, what about Sacramento? Now, Sacramento was a different kind of heat, number one. Number two, by the fourth inning, it was cool. I went from a short-sleeve shirt to a quarter-zip long-sleeve in those games. It went from hot to cool in those games, so it's different. This heat in Tampa is a pounding heat, man. It's like I wore a gray shirt on air yesterday. I put it on 5 minutes before I went on air. I took it off less than 5 minutes after I got off air because I didn't want to do the post-game show with it looking like Gunnar Henderson's jersey. I didn't want to look like that. It is hot, and when you – I went upstairs because one of the guys on the crew, TV crew, told me it's not as hot in the stands. Like, how do the fans do it? He says, for some reason, it's not as hot in the stands. So I went up on in the bowl seating area, and it wasn't. It was kind of a breeze. When you go down to that field, that same breeze up there feels like you're in a dryer.
Yeah,
it does. It just feels different.
I thought you made that point.
Well, you said checking the cornbread.
Yeah, yeah. Like, again, you were talking about the breeze, where usually that's something you, oh, thank God we got the wind a little bit to cool you down, instead of getting the open in the oven, mm-hmm. and then here comes the heat, and that's what it feels like when you're out there.
And for those of you who say, well, the Rays got to go through the same thing, I'm going to say it again. You can check it. The Rays have played more home games than anyone because, and Ed, you know this being a Floridian now, the hurricane season is on the way.
It started already.
So they've got to get as many home games in as humanly possible. They played, what is it, 46 home games already.
Yeah, officially June 30th, but it's here, yeah.
They play in a dome, and hurricane season ruined that.
Exactly.
Tore it off.
Yeah, and that's why they're playing outside.
Tore the roof off the airport in Sarasota.
You can't tell me if you're looking at the Rays, and they got to be road warriors the second half of the season.
Turn the roof off the sucker.
that you're going to look at it and say that's not a huge impact on how they finish, right? Like, nobody wants to go on. We've talked about it. You don't want to go on three straight road games in the NFL. You don't want to go on this long-ass road trip for a month. You know, it's got to be totally different for those guys. I'm curious to see how their season finishes up.
Before we go into anything more, $1.7 billion reportedly, that's what the Rays are going to sell for. And Patrick Zalupski has put in a letter of intent. The letter of intent is not a sales agreement. He is a 44-year-old home builder in Jacksonville, Florida. Ed, does do the Rays stay in Tampa or do they move? Or the Tampa area, because they were technically playing the same.
I mean, I think they stay in the Tampa area. They've talked of them moving across the bridge to Tampa from St. Pete has been for years. I don't know what the hell's preventing that. But I think if they don't move to Tampa, and I mean right into Tampa proper, where the Buccaneers are and the Lightning and all that, either you move there or they're going to move to Montreal or something. They're going somewhere else.
This is what I think, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think baseball in Florida works. You know why?
Too many things to do.
Spring training works because it's the time of year where everybody comes south.
Yeah.
What happens in baseball? What happens on the baseball season in Florida? The people of Florida go north.
Mm-hmm.
You can't support. Your people aren't there. Football can work. NBA can even work.
But you're also you're competing with the beach and everything else that people would want to do over going to that damn baseball team.
Because vacationers are here.
Yeah.
Vacationers are here for the beach. They're not here to watch baseball. They go back to their places up north and watch baseball. They're here for a week or two, maybe longer. And you're right. They are focused. They have tunnel vision. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to here. I'm going there. What about the baseball game? Not going there. And the people who live here, who may love the Rays, what do? They go up north. Why? Because it's hot down here. They got summer all year round. I just don't think baseball in Florida is a good marriage. I just don't think
so. I kind of agree with you. It's, no matter, there's a million things to do. It's too hot. I mean, it's really too hot.
Too hot.
Too hot. And you're right. It's a ghost town. I mean, right now, you can go anywhere you want. You want to go eat the nicest restaurant in Tampa? You can. You want to drive across the city? No traffic, pretty much. It's, you know, try it during spring training or during the winter from November to like April.
Yeah.
It's jammed. I
mean, it's the jammed. Opposite of Ocean City.
Yes.
Yep, it is.
Yep.
This time of the year, the summer down here is like Ocean City in the winter. You're not, you don't have the people to choose from to fill a baseball stadium. I said to one of the guys that work on the TV crew that's from here, I said, if you're going to build a new stadium, my best advice to you is not to build it more than 25,000 people. At least it looks full. You build a 40,000 people,
yeah.
You got 11,000 people here. Like right now, the crowd is loud. You know why? Because it only seats 11,000, and it's intimate. It's more tight. I mean, it's, yeah. Excuse me, it's tighter. It's, everything is packed, so it sounds louder. Those same 11,000 people in 40,000 seat stadium is echoing. You get nothing. So you better build. If you're going to keep them here, build a smaller stadium. World of Stupid at 8:45, but on the other side, we're going to continue with Jeremy Kahn's question of me. We're going to ask it of you, and maybe Ed and I'll answer. Last night, loss number 42 of the season for 2025, but was it the worst loss of the year? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
It's just baseball. I mean, I was in here watching the game. I probably count on both hands how many ground ball hits they have, finding holes, and super frustrating because, you know, every guy that goes in there wants to shut it down to get the momentum back to our side. And it's super frustrating. The amount of ground balls that got through holes. And it was one of those days, unfortunately.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. That was Trevor Rogers from yesterday after the O's lose. Score 8 runs in the second and give up 12 unanswered throughout the rest of the game, beginning in the third. And ultimately, the inning that put them away, the bottom of the seventh, when it was tied at 8, Tampa scored 4 runs to cap off the scoring. Now, Trevor, you're right. There were a lot of ground balls that got through that weren't that hard hit. We got that. But this is what I mean by one of those losses to make you kind of look at a guy like, really? All right, well, Trevor, you pitched fewer than 3 innings. You walked 3. You had 3 ball counts on almost every batter after the first inning. And it just kept bleeding him and bleeding him and bleeding him. So it is just baseball. It's just baseball, but for you, just baseball is you're given an opportunity. You can't say it's just baseball. Ryan O'Hearn can say it's just baseball. Maybe even Dean Kramer could say it's just baseball because their future is cemented for the most part. They're going to be playing on somebody's Major League Baseball team. If Ryan O'Hearn is traded, he's not traded and can sit down in the minors. He's traded because whatever team he's on needs him. Orioles aren't sending him down in the minors. So it's not just, you can't say it's just baseball.
Yeah,
that was a bad loss last night.
Yeah, I heard, so there was a quote from Trevor Rogers I just read from Jacob Calvin-Meyer talking about, you know, he does feel good where he was at. You know,
yes.
He felt good about what he was doing, and then it just unraveled, and I think that's part of this quote here. But he said at the end of the day, it's about winning games and, you know, obviously feeling like you let everyone down. But I don't know. Like, it's sometimes when we hear guys talk about it, and I know, like, you'll get the coach speak. They don't want to give too much up. Every once in a while, I think a guy will tell you something that maybe he probably shouldn't have. I don't think we got that from Trevor Rogers yesterday.
I should have pitched better. That's all I need from him.
That's, yeah.
I should have pitched better. You threw 71 pitches, and you recorded, what, 7 outs? 7 outs, 10 pitches per out. That's not baseball. It's bad baseball.
Like 27 pitches like before you could blink an eye.
Didn't he throw 35 pitches in the second inning?
I think so. Because I think that's the inning I'm thinking of. It was 27. Like, I'm like, how many pitches has he thrown already?
It may have been close to 40 he threw that inning.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So, having said that, Ed, 42 losses this year. Is that the worst loss of the year?
Yeah, to me it was. Only because my, you know, it's such a roller coaster ride. I've gotten my hopes up because they're playing good baseball. Yeah, they're playing like 700 baseball in the last 20 something games. It's been great. And so I was like, oh, this is a team I expected to see in April. And now they look good. And then, you know, they go up 8-0 last night. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is exactly what I was waiting for. Look at this. And like, you got to be kidding me. Like, I mean, you score 8, you give up 12? Like, what? Yeah, it was a kick in the nuts last night for sure.
Jeremy, we had a chance to wake up this morning. Orioles only 9 games under 500. Was the season worst? Was 18 under, right? Cut that in half. You had a chance to beat it. Now you're back to 11 games under 500. I think this is, I'm not saying you can't bounce back from this because you got a lot of baseball. But at this point, here we are on June 19th. This is the worst loss of the year.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that it's the worst loss of the year for me. And I get the you blew an 8-run lead. It was still the second inning. You know, there's still a lot of baseball left. And we all know, even though we didn't want to see it, this is a weird sport where you got to get 27 outs in most situations unless the game's shortened. Or if it goes to extra innings, you got to get more than that. But there were some of the games this year just watching the offense where I just felt like they were dead. So it's kind of interesting to me where somebody, if you look at the games and go, yes, this singular game was probably the worst loss of the season, but I felt like there were stretches that made other games feel worse than this one. Does that make sense? Because it was so bad in the beginning of the year where it's like, how are we playing like this? This is ridiculous. There were some Charlie Morton starts where I wanted to throw my TV out the window. So
I don't disagree with you. If you ask the best, this is the best stretch. The worst loss of the season came in during their best stretch.
Yep.
Because this is clearly the best stretch of the season. There, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
If this loss happened in April, I thought, man, I mean, this is how many losses? No way in the world they bounce back today. But because of what they've been doing lately, I actually believe they can win today. I do. I believe they can win today. I thought yesterday, going into last night's game, that the Orioles still have an outside chance of getting back in the playoff picture. Today at, 8:39 in the a.m., I feel like the Orioles still have an outside chance of getting back to the playoff picture. I do.
Well, they do.
That changed my forecast on the season. It's just the worst loss of the year.
Yeah. But again, it's just 1-0. You know, just you lose by 1, you lose by 4, you give up 8, whatever it is. You give up 12 if you score 8. It's 1-0, and they still have a chance.
Yeah, but I see it. I guess where I'm getting like twisted on this, because I understand you had the 8-run lead, so you felt like it was a foregone conclusion you're winning. I'm going into games going, yeah, I can't wait to watch this one. Oh, we're down 8-0. Thanks a lot, Charlie. You know, like, and he's completely turned the corner, which is one of the reasons why I really want to watch him today to see how he pitches without Maverick, because if you know anything about athletes, they're superstitious. You get into a groove. You want the same thing all the time. Isn't that the reason why Palmer ate pancakes every day on the start? Like, that's, I think athletes get in that mode where it has to be the way that it's always been, or else something's going to go wrong.
410-583-1057. That's the number. A lot of Ravens fans expressed shock that the team actually got what they hoped for. We'll talk about that at 9:00. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, I want to tell people we're going to give away 4 tickets to the Premier Lacrosse League games happening this Saturday and Sunday at Homewood Field. Tickets on sale now at plltickets.com. We're going to do that later, so I'll tell you when to call in. But in the world of stupid, we're going to talk about a father who has proposed to another woman while being married. Well, was it a woman? We'll talk about that. How about a daycare that gave some kids meth? What should be the penalty for a kid testing positive for meth at your daycare? And we talk about people stealing your lunches. Well, a woman did something that I thought was hilarious, and I know we've all thought about it. I want to pose it to you guys, see what you think. We do that next in The World of Stupid.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right. Welcome in to the world of stupid. Let's start off with what this woman did. There was a little bit of video of it, more of her reaction. Probably somebody screaming in the background. But I've heard people say they do all kinds of things, that they, spike their food with something. I've seen people that have, you ever seen the sandwich bags that look like mold on the outside and the sandwiches are fine?
No.
So you put it in the fridge and people are like, oh, it's a moldy sandwich, and they go away from it. I've seen people put laxatives in their sandwiches, food, whatever.
I should have put arsenic in my Ravens cup.
You could have. Somebody took that. Rob's cheese went missing.
I should have put it in a molded bag so they can do that, but then again they would have thrown it out.
So what this woman did, and I don't know if it's dangerous at all. she put ghost peppers in her sandwich.
Oh, I like that.
I do too.
Yeah.
I know some people are going to have like maybe some weird reaction to heat, and ghost peppers are no joke. Ghost peppers, scorpion peppers, Carolina Reapers, now all the hybrids that they have that they're making. But I love that idea, because if you're taking someone else's food at work, you know it's not yours. You're a scumbag. There's no, like, the community stuff, you want a little bit of creamer and somebody brought in creamer. I get it. But if you're taking it every day, guess what? You should buy the next bottle.
Yeah. Now, what do you do if someone takes your Ravens coffee mug?
You use one of the one-day mugs. They're just as good. They're just as good. Have you found it yet?
No! It's not in the dishwasher. It's not in the cabinet where I left. It's my mug. That's why I use my coffee.
Was it the office when they had mugs with their faces on it and somebody took the one guy? He's drinking it. He's like, that's my mug. He goes, oh, okay. But there's other mugs in there too. But that one's mine, you know? I'm just waiting to lose my mind like Ross and Friends.
I don't want to derail. I just don't understand the concept of in a workplace, like everything's up for grabs. Like, how does that work? That doesn't work anywhere in the world.
I had somebody that used to steal all my food out of my, we had like little bot. You remember the old radio station, Rob? I don't need to tell you that. We had our, just like over here, you'd walk into a little hallway and they had, it looked like a mail room with the boxes.
Yeah.
And so they put your name on it. And I would, because I worked in the mornings and I would go to the gym afterwards, I would put like energy bars in there, oatmeal, like different things you'd want to eat. So I'd go buy a box of them, I'd come back, they'd all be eaten, and I hadn't had one yet. And yeah. I know who was taking them. I'll mention it off the air. But anyway, I love what she did. Let's get to these other stories. How about this daycare? This is one of the dumbest things that I think I've seen. So, woman drops off her baby at daycare. They go to pick the kid up, and the kid can't stop. It won't stop crying. Mm-hmm. Won't stop. Can't stop. Like they were saying, it's not like it was crying. Said it was blood-curdling screams from this baby. It was like nothing they ever heard. Well, that 9-month-old baby tested positive for crystal meth. And we were just discussing it. In normal situation, that's probably the headline, right?
Yeah.
What should be the punishment for that, do you think? Just a wild guess. Like, what would be right for punishing someone that gave a
baby crystal meth?
Yeah.
Tie them up and let me whip their ass.
So a $50 fine's not going to cut it for you?
No, not going to cut it for me.
Because that's exactly what they got. Marla and Jonathan Demita started to panic when their infant Dean started exhibiting distressing behavior out of nowhere. And she said, I'm not talking about fussy crying. Blood-curdling screams is what we had. And after all was said and done, and they went through it, and this daycare should have been on notice, they got a $50 fine. How does that happen? In what place is that okay? First off, the drugs are illegal.
Yeah, there's that.
How did it get to the baby?
How old is the baby?
9 months old.
It'd been a lethal dose.
Yeah, that's borderline.
Oh, wait a minute.
Attempted murder, man.
Yeah, no, they said there's video of the baby buying it around the corner. It was smoking the meth on itself. Yeah, that 9-month old went around. Come on, man, this is dumb as hell. Tested positive for meth.
You could kill a baby.
Absolutely.
And this is in Mississippi. Little Blessings was the name of the place. They've had two prior complaints about that accused workers and director where did my screen just jumped? And the director there of whooping and hitting children and locking them in dark rooms. I don't know if you guys ever saw the video. I'm not saying that's what I'd do, but I totally understand it, where some guy's kid got spanked and put in a dark closet. The guy came in and said, "Where's my daughter?" She was in the closet at the time, and he beat everyone's ass at that facility.
Yeah, that's why I said should happen.
And by the way, they were all women. So, like, this dude just went off just dropping women for allowing that to happen. And I understand. Like, if it's your kid, what are you going to do if it's your kid and somebody did that?
Oh, yeah. Seriously, no joke. I mean,
all right, one more story here for you. You know how I love stories. We got this man who, he's a father, he's a husband, but he just recently proposed to someone else. Or maybe I should say something else.
Oh, man.
He proposed to his AI friend, girlfriend, online. Artificial intelligence. He proposed, and guys, you're not going to believe it. She said yes.
Oh,
so
really?
He's so excited about this, even though he's already married. And he's trying to explain why this is okay and why he feels this way. You're a jackass. What do you mean you fell in love with a computer? I mean, these people that are falling in love with inanimate objects, and I'm not saying like, oh, you know, I won this, I love this trophy, or this is my favorite painting, or whatever it may be. You might have something you like that was handed down in your family. I got my grandmother's, what do they call it? I think they called it a grandfather clock, but it's done a little bit differently. And so, like, it was passed down in my family. I get that. But when it comes to something like this, you're proposing to something that's not real. Like, what is wrong with people?
Well, that's great. You can't be rejected.
Well, I mean, I think you can make the damn thing say yes. It's like the dude, I don't know if you guys ever saw, I did it in The World of Stupid. The guy that, he was married to a straw doll, like a fake doll that he was carrying around with him.
Real doll?
It wasn't even a real doll. It was a fake doll. And then this guy was literally, he'd post videos of him, of the doll essentially telling him she's pregnant. It's impossible. There's no parts of that that are actually
my
possible.
My fish swim.
Yeah. And he's laughing and he's smiling. And then what does he do? He goes and makes a straw baby.
You're kidding.
So now that's his baby. And he walks around with him. There are so many people. Like, mental illness is no joke.
You know, there used to be a van that pulled up with two big men in nurses' outfits that would grab these guys.
Yes.
Like, that's what used to happen. And go, they'd be, you know, put in a nice place.
Yeah, go get Nurse Ratchet and Chief, and yes, let's get these guys' asses in the mental institution. I mean, what is this? So, as I'm reading this story, like, I can only imagine being this guy's wife and going, what do you do? Like, is that cheating or is it not? It's a computer. Like, it's not real, right? Like, and you proposed? What are we doing next? Are we getting a divorce? It's just so stupid. That's your World of Stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn, 410-583-1057. Mike Preston joins us at 9:15. But on the other side, a lot of Raven fans express shock that the team actually got the guy they hoped for. I don't understand what they're so shocked about, but we'll talk about it up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.